You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I'm working in Chicago today, Tony.
Tony Kornheiser, working in Chicago. Something we will soon be hearing from your boy, Carson Wentz, working in Chicago.
Let's really, I mean, were you trying to make me angry to start the show?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know,
much.
Carson
pretty
Wentz,
much.
The mention of his name angers me.
Good, that's good. Everybody likes to see the angry Wilbon. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Steph Curry's minutes, the uncertain NBA All-Star game, and a deadened baseball. But we begin today with what may be an innocent mistake, but what feels deliberate. The Dallas Cowboys have released a hype video for next season. This is standard in the NFL. What isn't standard is that there are no pictures and no mention of Dak Prescott, their starting quarterback. The Cowboys say this exclusion of Prescott was simply an oversight. Wilbon, what do you say?
That's a lie. It's just a bald-faced lie. That's what I feel. I have no way to prove it. I don't know if anybody can prove it. You have to be in the room and listened in when somebody said, hey, let's keep Dak out of there. I mean, I don't believe that for a moment. I mean, what football team? We all know, Tony, that the most important position in sports in America is quarterback. So you've got a guy. I mean, he was the only thing you had last year. You'd have to have clips from the three games because that was your highlight of your season before Dak got hurt when he was throwing for 400 yards or whatever it was. So to say, really? We left him out? It's just a lie. I don't believe the Cowboys management on most days anyway. I certainly don't believe that.
So I think we should say this to the people who watch this show and who know that we never discuss Dak Prescott's contract, because other shows do that, and we're just sick of that.
That's what we do.
But we're not sick of this. This feels 100% deliberate. Are you telling me that when this video was reviewed, and it has to be reviewed, it has to be screened before it's sent out, that nobody said, hey, where's Dak? Are you really telling me that? This is ridiculous. This feels so deliberate. And I'm going to tell you what I think the Cowboys are saying. They're saying, make us an offer right now. We are ready to move on. And to me, Mike, this sets up the blockbuster trade of all and a perfect trade for both teams. You trade Deshaun Watson even up for Dak Prescott. And I think that's a terrific trade to make. I do. You keep him in the state of Texas where there's no income tax. Do it.
I'm not going to argue with you about that at all. My feeling is that it's deliberate in another way. I love your spin on this, your take, your hot take. Mine is simply that we don't acknowledge him. Doesn't exist. We don't need him. He doesn't exist. We're not going to do anything that will increase in his mind, in his agent's mind, his own leverage. We're not gonna pump him up. We're not gonna hype him at all because we don't want him thinking he's that valuable to us. So I think it's more personal and more sinister. In my position now of becoming more cynical than you, which is completely impossible from where we both stood 40 years ago. But in that position, I think they're just saying, don't put him in. We're not doing that. We're not having his face in our video. That's what I think it is. I like your hot take.
When Dak Prescott sees this, he's going to go insane. He's going to say, I am not signing any letter from them, you know, that they're going to franchise me. I'm never going to play for them. Let them pound sand. Because I would say this, Mike. If ESPN ever released a promotional video of PTI, which they have not in 20 years, and it was just me and you weren't in it, would you say, oh, that's, you know, that we didn't mean anything by this? What's the exact word? Oh, it's just an oversight? Of course you wouldn't say that.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. it's just a lie. That would be my word.
So
let's move to the NBA where the Warriors lost a tight one to the Spurs last night after Draymond Green failed to draw a foul on a long three. Steph Curry was on the floor for that, but he was on the bench for half the fourth quarter with Coach Steve Kerr explaining, quote, "We're not throwing Steph out there for 40 minutes to chase wins. We got another game Tuesday. We want Steph to be playing at a high level for many years, so we're going to stay very disciplined and try to keep him at that 34, 35-minute mark," close quote. Tone, do you think Steve Kerr is overprotecting Stephen Curry?
I love Steve Kerr for a long period of time. Loved him as a player, loved him on TV, love him as a coach. I can defend this easily. Steph Curry was hurt almost all of last year. He gets hurt a lot. He's not the biggest guy out there, and he's 32 years old. I want to keep his minutes down because I want to have him back. I want to have him out there when Klay Thompson comes back. I can defend this. But when Steve Kerr says, "I'm not chasing wins," well, to me, the job of a coach is to chase wins. It's to get into the playoffs so that you can compete for the championship regardless of what you think of your team right then and there. And Steph Curry, by playing 1 minute more, just 1 minute, can go out there and hit two threes and win games. And he can't win those games if he's on the bench. So it's not that I think he's overprotecting him, but I'm taking the other side that says chasing wins is good.
Tony, I would take that tact for a lot of teams in the league. Now, you know, a team I root for hard, two teams I root for, the Bulls and the Suns. Those two teams need to chase wins because they need to get to the playoffs. But, Tony, the Warriors don't need to get to the playoffs. The Warriors need to be healthy next year. So Draymond Green, who is, I think, turning 31 soon, and Steph Curry, who is 32 years old, they don't need to chase wins for them. Steve Kerr, he's an exception to what I think. I agree with you. That would be the rule. That's what coaches do. They try to win tonight. I talked about Tibbs yesterday. Tibbs is getting Derrick Rose to win tonight. He didn't even care about Tuesday. But, Tony, Kerr's in a different category. He's got three rings as a head coach with that as the guts of his team. So you need those three guys to be healthy and whole when Klay Thompson, who's just turned 31, when he comes back. So no. This, to me, is not just defensible. This is the way Steve Kerr ought to feel about that personnel and that situation he's in.
This is our fundamental disagreement. When Steve Kerr says, and he says, we're taking the long view here. When he says that, it sounds to me like just what you said. We don't care about this year. This is just about conditioning. We're not trying to win this year. We'll try to win next year. That's what it says to me. If I were Adam Silver, I'd have a phone conversation about that because I'd want to know he's trying to win this year. Steph Curry is the number one player in the league in terms of real plus minus offensively.
Yeah, he's been
great.
You
only need him out there, Mike.
The MVP candidate.
One more minute. One more minute and you get five more wins.
Let's move to baseball. You know when that one more minute is more important? It's more important when Klay Thompson's out there and next year when he can get in that top two or three. To me.
Not to me. Not to me. You know, the job is to win now, I think. Let's move to baseball. To the actual Major League Baseball. The Athletic is reporting that the actual baseball MLB uses has been tweaked according to a leaked league memo. Baseball says they are attempting to have a more consistent ball to cut down on the wild fluctuations in home run rates the last few years. But an analyst familiar with the physics involved says this will be like adding 5 feet to every outfield. They're deadening the ball. Wilbon, is this okay by you?
Yes, it's not okay. Standing ovation. It's mandatory. Put the damn ball in play. I'm tired of watching Major League Baseball games and all I hear is about launch angle and all I see is guys acting like they've got a three wood in their hand instead of a driver. And no, I'm tired of that. Baseball's lack of popularity, its decline in popularity, Tony, relates directly to me, not necessarily to it needs fewer home runs. No, it needs more action. It needs fewer people striking out and fewer people going up there to practice putting launch angle into play. Hit the ball off the wall and run your fat cans around the bases. Steal some bases. Hit and run. Let's play baseball. And Major League Baseball, MLB, has simply forgotten about that the last couple of years as the ball just flies out of the park. I'm happy to see this. I'm sorry it was leaked. It should have happened with no explanation whatsoever.
Okay, so I always felt that the baseball itself was sacrosanct. When people said, oh, they're doing this to the baseball, they're doing that to the baseball, every single time that came up, Major League Baseball said the following thing. The baseball is the baseball. It's not being juiced. Shut up.
But you didn't believe it, did you? Did you believe it?
A couple of years back when Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer said something about maybe it's the stitching because the ball is juiced, baseball said the ball is legitimate. Shut up. Now we find out that that they are doing this. I agree with you completely. Instead of home runs, I'd like to see triples because I think the throw from right field to third base is the most exciting play in baseball. I like to see that play. I want to see more contact. I want to see less launch angles. I'll tell you this. The Korean Baseball League did this last year. Their home runs went down by a third, by a third. I think this is great. I think pitchers will love it. And I was a pitcher in Little League, so I love it too.
Tony, you and I stood with Cal Ripken in front of his locker, 30 years ago or close to it. And when he would drop the ball, and one of them was like a Super Bowl, and the other was like something pre-Babe Ruth, we were laughing. We're like, Cal, where'd you get these? Where'd he get them? He got them from Major League games. The ball has always been tampered with, whether it's the seams or the core, whatever it is. The ball's always been different. If not year to year, then 3 to 5 years, there was a difference. So the notion that the ball was the same, but I never believed baseball. That was a lie, just like leaving Dak Prescott out of the video.
Yeah.
That was a lie. They knew the
you
ball was different.
I know you. You don't believe anything. Let me just say this one thing. Baseball players have
it.
Agreed. They've agreed to two wonderful things, the 7-inning doubleheader and the starting the runner in the 10th inning on second base.
Okay.
Usually they only agree to things for money, so I'm assuming there is money involved in this. Each guy gets 20 bucks. Let's take a break. But coming up, will Tom Brady win his 8th Super Bowl before Patrick Mahomes wins his second?
That Super Bowl was lame, which people should have gone to sleep during it. And should the NBA go forward with its All-Star game? Toss-up is next. Enough.
I'm
enough
happy to talk about Brady and Mahomes.
Enough post-Super Bowl. Was a dog game. One team showed,
you hate football,
the other team
you hate
didn't
baseball.
Post.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You can't spell Wilbon without W-I-N. So why does lose so often in toss-up? What's first?
Toss-up, who will be first to win another Super Bowl? Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
I'm going to be quick on this. It's not going to be Brady. Brady's done. This was the great win in Brady's life, late in his life.
What?
He showed Bill Belichick that he could win without him. I don't think the motivation will be there. He's going to be 44 years old. I know everybody says you can never bet against Tom Brady. I am. As you know, I got the Rams in the Super Bowl from the NFC next year. I think it will be Mahomes. I'm not saying it's going to be next year, but he's 25. He's got 10, 12, 14 years. I say the answer is Mahomes.
You know, I hope it's Mahomes. I like everything about Patrick Mahomes. I like the way he played and conducted himself, even when there was essentially what they call a jailbreak of people chasing him around the field in Tampa on Sunday. But what are you talking about? All you do And all, we both say this, we both agree, even though I made a stupid bet against Brady early in the season, I'll never do it again, I've never done it before. I have been against Tom Brady. You always say, what are you, a fool? You're betting against Tom Brady, and here you are.
Yeah.
Betting against
this,
Tom Brady.
This one
what
time.
Are you saying?
He's done.
Tom Brady.
He's got his seven.
It's Brady.
He's done.
It's Brady.
He's done. Next.
He's next.
Toss up an NBA All-Star game this season. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I am thumbs down on it, and I would say to the league, listen to your players. You always say that you're an enlightened league and your players are your partners, so listen to your partners. These are not rum-dum guys out there. This is James Harden, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And they're saying this is the wrong time. They're saying this is not health and safety. This is not, it's only about money. And it is only about money. You've got enough money. Negotiate this out. Promise people an all-star game and an all-star weekend when it's safe, Mike. It's not safe now.
I'm not ready to take a position, and I'm not going to take a phony position. Tony, the position I would say, remind you of, is this. A lot of these same guys, and yes, they are well thought out when it comes to these big issues. They didn't necessarily think that the league should resume play this summer. They thought, a lot of guys thought, no, we probably ought to concentrate on other things, bigger picture issues in the world and the culture we live. And by the way, I'm not saying they were wrong. I disagreed with them, but wait a
right.
minute. So those guys said to the league, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't do this. They all got it right because it was the right thing to do to play that season out even in the bubble, and they had to sacrifice. So they got to vet this more. They got to discuss it with their players, but they don't have to
That's
make
fine.
Up their minds at this moment.
Every other league canceled its All-Star game. That's
I'm not
what
following
the NBA
the others.
Should do.
I'm following
That's
them.
It. Can't spell Wilbon without an L. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Russell Wilson punts when asked whether he's available via trade.
And Tony and I offer our thoughts on the life of the late coach Marty Schottenheimer,
who coached in Washington for a season. And
yes,
I believe
he did.
Started out 0-5 and finished 8-8.
0-5 and went 8-8. That's right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Saquon Barkley. The Giants' prize running back missed essentially the entire season when he tore his ACL against the Bears in week 2. Barkley was Rookie of the Year in 2018 when, as the number 2 overall pick out of Penn State, he ran for 1,307 yards, caught 91 passes for 721 yards, and scored 15 touchdowns. The next year, Barkley got 1,441 yards from scrimmage despite missing 3 games with an ankle injury. Although the Giants haven't won anything lately, the combination of Barkley and Daniel Jones allows their fans to hope. Barkley is expected back for opening day this fall. Barkley talked about getting injured on the AP Pro Football podcast, quote, "When I got hurt, I was trying to be this tough guy, and I kind of broke down in front of him," Barkley said, referring to coach Joe Judge. "He looked me in the eye and told me it's going to be one hell of a story."
Tony, I hope it will be. I was watching that game in live time, coming from Soldier Field, when he got hurt on that field, reminded me, because of where I'm from and who I follow, of Gale Sayers, the great Gale Sayers,
yeah,
being hurt in Chicago. And I just felt for Barkley, and I hope he comes all the way back.
Happy anniversary, John Lynch. On this day 4 years ago, Lynch was introduced as the 49ers general manager. In his first year, Lynch suckered the Bears into giving the Niners 3 additional draft picks for the right to move up one spot to number 2 overall to draft Mitch Trubisky, which continues to annoy Michael Ray Wilbon. Lynch then traded a 2018 second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, signed him to a huge deal. This looked like a great move in 2019 when the 49ers made the Super Bowl, but Garoppolo is often injured, and the 49ers may be ready to move him. Oh, I may have buried the lead here. Over the weekend, Lynch, who is much better known as a DB for Tampa Bay and Denver than as a GM, got the call he'd been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That was very deserving. I mean, Lynch was one hell of a safety, playing for a great Tampa defense. Not just you, he was great and he played on a so-so. No. He was with a bunch of studs on that defense and stood out. And congratulations to Mr. Lynch.
A melancholy trails to Marty Schottenheimer. The longtime NFL head coach died today at age 77. Schottenheimer was a head coach for 21 years for 4 different teams: Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, and San Diego. He is one of only 8 coaches to win 200 or more regular season games, and all the other eligible coaches are in the Hall of Fame. Schottenheimer's career regular season record is 200-126-1. Wow. But he has had far less success in the playoffs, where he was 5-13. He never coached in the Super Bowl, though 3 of his former assistants, Bill Cowher, Tony Dungy, and Mike McCarthy, they all won it. In Cleveland, Schottenheimer was the victim in 2 notorious playoff losses to the Broncos. There was the drive, which Cleveland yielded to John Elway, and the fumble where Ernest Biner lost the ball going into the end zone for what would have been the tying touchdown. As a playoff coach, Schottenheimer was a football Sisyphus. He would push the rock up the mountain, but never reach the top. We knew him in Washington to be a smart, tough, literate coach who believed he should have all authority. So, of course, the owner here fired him.
Tony, that was one of many big mistakes made at the top in Washington to get rid of Marty Schottenheimer after that 1 year. I got to stand on the field, that's covering the NFL for the Washington Post, on the field right there for the drive and then also for the fumble. And there was another game that you thought the Chiefs might win, when Marty was coaching there. I hope that those particular losses, as traumatic as they were to him as a coach, I hope they don't keep him out of the Hall of Fame, given his resume otherwise. And Tony, you know, I didn't necessarily like Marty all that much or understand him when I was younger. The older I got, the more I appreciated Marty Schottenheimer.
One error. Yesterday, we read the names of the new inductees in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but we listed only the recent players. We neglected to mention senior inductee Drew Pearson, former Steelers executive Bill Nunn, and former Raiders head coach Tom Flores. Quick to the big finish, please.
Let's do it.
When asked by Dan Patrick if he's available via trade, Russell Wilson said, quote, "That's a Seahawks question." Your reaction?
It is. He's getting tired of being hit, which I talked about yesterday, Tony. They're going to have to sit down, have a powwow, and figure this out. The Cardinals are bringing Yadier Molina back for an 18th season. Is that a smart decision?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Number 2, UConn beat number 1, South Carolina, 63-59 in OT. Big deal?
Yeah, you know, they're chuckling up in Connecticut, Tony, in stores, because South Carolina had just been voted number 1 before that game. Dustin Johnson withdrew from this week's Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You're disappointed, aren't you?
No top 10 guys in Pebble Beach. So, yeah, it's disappointing. Last one, Celtics at the West leading Jazz tonight. You're smelling upset.
If Jaylen Brown's playing, they might be able to eke it out, but I'm going to go with the Jazz, Tony. They are the best team in basketball.
Out of time. Better next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Now, here's sports with a shout-out. Medill's birthday, 100.